My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Belinda discuss her grandma, transportation, and their upcoming video chat. So listen and enjoy.
I still do not think you ever fully answered my question about your self-confidence. You're a confident girl, which I like, but it does not explain why other comments made by you do some elaborate disguise. I think there is more to you than you're telling me. He goes, I'm confident, but it's taken by surprise when the guy did that. It made me a little less confident.
Mm-hmm.
I go, okay, I'm not going to push it. I want a video chat with you tomorrow. She goes, okay, let's see what tomorrow holds for us. I go, tomorrow's going to hold us talking
Stall.
On Skype.
Stalling.
She goes, we can do it at this time if you would like. It's been long enough. If you love me, you will do this for me. She goes, okay, we will do it. I give her a smiley face. So I go, so 2:30 p.m. your time? She goes, let's make it 4 my time. I go, okay, I can't wait to see your gorgeous smile. She goes, can't wait to see your cute face either.
Ugh.
I ask her how her grandma's doing. She's doing fine. She says she will go for a checkup this week and see how she's doing. Remember, she's had the dry eyes.
Not a dry eye.
Not
in
a
house.
Dry eye in the dry. There you go. I go, this is very good news. I am happy. Are you excited that the Ghanaian cardinal is being considered to be Pope?
Oh, look at you being all international newsy.
It's not just in my comedy act. She goes, yes, I am. It will give us more recognition, smiley face. I go, I agree. It will be good for your country. She goes, yes, it will. I pray it goes through. I go, either way, he is getting recognized. Is he influential in Ghana? Yes, he is. He's very noble and peaceful. I go, that is the type of publicity your country needs. Much more of that and much less of the other type. She goes, I agree. I go, so what are you doing now? She goes, was sitting with Granny and chatting. I go, gotcha. She goes, would you like to say hi? I go, you mean type something to her? She goes, I mean tell her my boyfriend says hi. Tell her this. Hi, Granny. I hope your eyes are feeling better and the doctor gives you a clean bill of health this week. You must be a very special lady to have a granddaughter like the Belinda who's so devoted to you. I love her very much and I hope one day I get to meet you, smiley face.
Oh, kissy, kissy.
She goes, aw, that's so sweet.
Well, this is a tale of two cities, isn't it?
Isn't it? He just finished bitch slapping a Mavis. And
Jesus
was,
Christ.
Oh, so sweet. I'm sorry, buddy.
But like I said, it's the amount of investment. And, you know, with Mavis, you have a moral luxury to get more information and play more hardball than you
right.
do with Belinda. She's too much invested here.
Absolutely.
She goes,
oh, wait,
you can
Trucker
tell.
Tom says, cough, cough, bullshit, cough, cough.
Yeah, you're right, Tommy. Yeah.
She goes, wish you can tell it to her. I go, maybe she will have to come to the cafe with you one day. Smiley face. She goes, would be nice, but don't think she has the legs to. I go, do you drive? She goes, never tried to. I go, oh, I drive a lot. So I go, well, you can give Granny a piggyback ride.
There's a good visual.
She goes, would love to. But I will love to learn to drive one day.
Assholes.
I go, true, but you do not need to drive for a piggyback
they
ride.
They are stupid over there. Like, Jesus Christ.
I'll just put her on your head like a jug of water from the well.
Nice. I go, do you know what that is? She goes, nope. I go, it is when somebody climbs on your back and they put their legs through your arms and you carry them.
Oh, it's called a bus.
Good point.
She goes, why don't you just say bus?
That's what we call taxi.
I'm trying to educate her. Don't be cruel.
Sorry.
She goes, oh, I see. We did that when we were young. I go, I'm sure you did. I was making a joke. Not a good one, I guess. And so you admit it. You were young. Now you are elderly. Ha! Because she's called me elderly.
I know.
She goes, now I am a young lady, not child anymore. Smiley face. I go, so what is the age when somebody becomes elderly? She goes, around 50, I guess.
Fuck you!
Yeah. Bite me, bitch! Excuse me.
You guys weren't here when I was chatting. I go, yet you called me elderly at 38. She goes, LOL, I meant you were older than me. I go, yeah, I see you changing your story, LOL. She gives a smiley face. So I go, so I'm no longer elderly? She goes, yes, you are no longer elderly. I go, yay for me! Am I still fat? She goes, never said you were fat, but would have to see a picture to determine that. Smiley face. I go, you are going to see me on camera, so you will get to make that determination tomorrow. She goes, that's true. I go, so you will see me, and I will be huge, and you'll be repulsed and run screaming out of the cafe. She goes, smiley face. I go, you're supposed to say, no, honey, I will never do that. You are so shallow. She goes, no, honey, I will never do that. I go, liar! LOL. She smiles. I go, I'm down 13 and a half pounds this year. She goes, what do you have planned for the rest of the day? I know, no good job, no keep it up. I go, you stink at motivation, LOL.
I know.
She goes, that's good. I go, too late. She goes, was typing you when you were also typing. I go, sure you were, LOL. I guess the old fat guy has quicker fingers than the young girl with the sexy body. She laughs. I go, my quick fingers could be very good and very bad for you, devil horns.
Hey.
She goes, how is that? I go, well, you can't let Granny see the phone if I tell you. Devil horns, she laughs. I go, so did you get off your butt or are you still sitting next to Granny? She goes, still with her. I go, well, then you will never know. She goes, why is that? You can tell me. I go, nope, it is naughty. You got a problem with naughty intentions? She goes, yeah, I do in front of Granny.
Nice.
I have to reiterate something, that Mavis and Belinda are not the same person. Because if you got called on the carpet, if you were the same person and got called on the carpet as your other character,
yes,
wouldn't you kind of have a backstory that you're upset and hurt over the comments that were made to a friend?
Or you'd have a little bit more of an edge to your conversation.
You would have a little bit more of an edge, just human nature maybe having more of an edge.
So then you could also go that they're not even talking to each other right now.
Well,
right,
that's what I'm saying. Not only they're not talking, but I think it also could be ruled out that they are the same person.
Well, then maybe Belinda's right. Maybe they don't really talk anymore.
Maybe could they be. Don't.
Or they are the same person and you're going to be up for the Academy Award. I, you know,
yeah,
it's,
really,
it's
I'm
one
sure
or the other,
what
but
it is.
I don't.
Yeah, Sybil's got nothing on her.
I don't think they're the same person.
I don't at this moment. No.
No.
But I can flip-flop at any time.
Exactly. So she goes, why is that? You can tell me. I go, nope, it's naughty. You got a problem with naughty intentions? She goes, yeah, in front of Granny. I go, that's why I told you to get off your butt. She can't go. She goes, can't do that now. I'm cooking. I gotta tell you, for an internet girlfriend, you sure are boring sometimes.
Oh!
She goes, is that because I'm cooking? I go, no, because you never want to have naughty fun. She goes, Mavis has sent me a request. Should I accept?
Oh!
Now, Mavis had said that she sent Belinda a request and did not respond. I go, no. She goes, okay, I won't. I go, thank you. She's a liar. You don't need that type of person in your life.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.